This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
Tonight on Channel 10, Australia is going to be served a whole lot of justice with the dishonourable Kyle Sandilands is going to take the gavel in his hand and reside over real-life disputes in the highly anticipated show, Trial by Kyle. And we are very delighted and extremely nervous to welcome, well, my favourite bear on the phone. It's Kyle Sandilands. Welcome to Joy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What an intro. We're great, thank you. How are you going?
That's impressive, right?
Well, look, we're extremely delighted and very, very nervous, let me tell you. You're the king of radio and we're just little nobody sitting here volunteering.
No. You know what? I started off volunteering as well. So my first job was in Townsville. I only got paid 1 hour a day. That was at a radio station, but I was driving the car, giving away all the, you know, free stuff.
Yeah.
And then because I wanted to get on air so badly, I would go and volunteer at the community station, me and a mate, and do the midnight to dawn. And we treated it like it was like the biggest show on earth.
Well, that's what we seem to do too, but God, we get in some trouble, but we'll get into that later.
You don't know what trouble is.
You were bouncing around Australia for, what, like 3 to 5 years, wasn't it, going across community to community?
Probably longer than that, probably 10 years in the bush, the bush, I say, but, you know, Gladstone, Cairns, Townsville, I ended up going to Canberra, then Perth, then Darwin, then Brisbane, then to Sydney in 2000.
Just a regular old radio floozy you were, jeez Louise.
Oh, I was a big radio whore. I'd be opening it up for anyone that would allow me on.
Look, now, for those that have been living under a rock, can you please tell us, what can we expect from Trial by Kyle?
Well, I was very, like, to tell you the honest truth, I didn't want to do this show, so I did the pilot, and I was like, it's a bit of I thought it was dumb, because, like, I'm not a judge. I'm very judgy, but not a judge. And, so I did that pilot, and then unfortunately, it was successful.
Yeah.
So my manager at the time, he rang me and said, "Oh, you know, they want you to do another 6," and I was like, "Not doing it." Just didn't feel the vibe. I was sitting in that stupid chair on that pilot show. It was like a Santa throne from Westfield, so I was like, "Nah, not into it." So anyway, I eventually got conned into doing it. Changed the chair, and then I was a bit diverish, and I was like, I don't like the light wood, I want the wood dark. And I just tried to be really bitchy about it so that it would be too hard.
Yeah.
But that Channel 10 were like, yep, we'll do what you want. So then I got there on the first day, and I was still not even into it. I was sort of moaning and whining behind the scenes to my guys. And then as soon as I sat in the chair and they started bringing the people out, I was like, oh, I'm actually good at this, just sitting around listening and helping people sort out their stupid, petty problems.
I mean, as you're saying that, you are, like, it was one of the only shows from Channel 10's Pilot Week in 2018 that was picked up. Why did it make the grade? What, I mean, let's be honest, some of the other stuff was rubbish, and we took it to town, but, and like, as you said, you've got no legal experience. Is it, you're just using good old common sense. This is what the country needs. Maybe that's what we're waiting for.
That's true, because it's when you've got two people standing in front of you and you just sit, like, because some of it, like, you might see 2 minutes on air, but it might have taken me 45 minutes to hear everyone's rubbish, and we chopped out the boring stuff and just kept in the good stuff. But a lot of people that came in front of me, they were like petty family squabbles. Like, one of them, the first show tonight, the mum brings the daughter in, and the mum's been away for the weekend with the husband, and the daughter's broken the bed. Now, she's a big girl too, the daughter, and I just thought, oh, well, that's just, I've broken a few beds in my time, so I can understand. But we ended up finding out very quickly that the daughter was, yep, you guessed it, getting nailed by the boyfriend in mum's bed. Gross. Who'd want to do that anyway? Not me.
No.
Then the mum started just, once the daughter admitted it and sort of took responsibility, then the mum opened up, started saying, it's not the first bed she's broken, she's done this, she's done that. Oh, she brings all different guys home on Tinder. And I was like, oh my God. So it goes in all different directions. But there's a few like little piddly cases, but there's a big one there in a couple of weeks where the CEO from UltraTune is brought to court by a female activist in Melbourne who says she thinks that the ads are sexist and wants them taken off the air.
Oh, wow. It's crazy what people get up to, isn't it? Like, to air their dirty laundry out for the rest of Australia to look at. Are you shocked what people come in with?
No, I'm surprised that, like, there's two guys, both are at a backpacker hostel, and there's a case of the missing walnuts. And I thought, you've got to be kidding. Am I wasting my life recording this on a weekend, working 7 days a week over a bag of friggin' walnuts? But then there was some video evidence, and the guy lied, and it was just like it just gets better and better as the filming went on.
Spirals. Has anything that you've witnessed that hasn't gone to air, which has been that shocking?
Well, I don't know whether there was a few things that went pear-shaped. Like, one girl came in, there was a dispute over, it was like a share house situation.
Yeah.
And none of us on set knew, but it sort of, through the discussions and me making inquiries into, like, what was really going on inside that house, we found out that the girl was, like, selling gangbangs online. And, like, if 10 blokes came, she'd provide catering. Now, I don't know whether that was everyone gets a bit of cheese sandwich or what goes on.
Yeah, a Subway platter.
But, like, oh, it went, like, frighteningly, like, crazy. Then the woman ran out crying, saying, I won't be seen as a whore on TV. And then I had to go outside and have a couple of cigarettes with her and convince her, hey, you know, we're, it is what it is. If you want to come on and defend yourself. Now, whether that goes to air or not, I don't know. I hope it does, because it's great TV. Yeah. But I haven't seen all the episodes yet.
Look, Kyle, you are joined by the criminal lawyer, Anna Hendrick, who people might remember for the first season of The Bachelor Australia. What's her role in the show? Look, is she really a lawyer, or is she just there to look blonde and pretty?
No, she is a lawyer. She is pretty, but she is a criminal lawyer. They won't remember her from The Bachelor. She's so vanilla, she's hardly memorable. But, like, Tim, the husband, like, I'm straight, but, oh, my God, like, I'd probably jump on my knees if Tim wanted me to. Very nice bloke. Like, they're a really nice couple, and he's in Melbourne doing Neighbours, so I would rib her quite a bit. But I needed someone that could tell me the actual law, because I live by street justice.
Yes.
So, like, what I want done, she might sometimes pop up and say, well, actually, you know, legally, that's not right. And sometimes I go with her word, and other times I dismiss it, depending on how much I hate the person that I'm dealing with.
Oh, that's good. So it's not technically whether you're right or wrong. It depends on, you know, how nerdy they are. How much they piss you off is really who's going to win the case.
Well, there's even been some people that are, like, nerdy and annoying at the beginning, but then I feel sorry for them as the story goes on. So, like, I'm a bit flip-floppy.
Oh, good.
I think a lot of people think they know what I'm like, but I'm a bit righteous as well, like, as a person. So I like the right thing to happen, but it may not necessarily always be the legal right thing.
Well, there's the scoop. Kyle Sandilands is a little bit of a softie sometimes. How good is that? Now, look, we've all seen that you and Jackie O have signed new contracts for your radio show. Now, you might not be aware, but we're a community radio station here and we don't get paid anything. What can we bring with us as tools for our next meeting to get the big bucks?
Well, look, it's because Jackie and I have been on, this is our 20th year together, so, which is incredible. Like, I started off this job not knowing what I would ever do for a living when I was 16 years old. So I just happened to be, like, my teachers told me, like, you can't make a living being a smart ass, and I just proved them wrong.
Did you prove them wrong?
I totally, I even went back to the school once, about 10 years ago. And made an appointment with the same principal, who was still there.
Oh, good.
And then I sat down in front of her and I said, well, I came here to tell you. You told me you can't make a living out of being a smartass, and I did, so you're wrong. I did it. I sat there in her office back in Brisbane, and she just looked at me with icy eyes and went, well, is that all you came for? And I went, yes. Well, thanks for coming. And I thought, oh, my God, I was owned again by this.
I thought you were going to, like, arrive on the Oval in your big helicopter, rip up the lawn, or, you know, like, leave a bit
I should have gone in way more gangster. I just went there normally. I should have gone in hard. I left there defeated again. I was like, damn this headmistress.
I've heard that you went in guns blazing, though, for one of your early day contracts, and you wanted $1 million. You wondered what the other people were making. You said if we couldn't get top rating in 3 months, that then you won't give us the pay. But what was the bravado there? How did you do it?
Well, because I was listening to what the other people were, and because I've been such, like, a little radio nerd since teenager, I just thought, like, there was the breakfast show that we were on in Sydney at the time had sort of lost the ratings to Nova, And then they left. I think they were like, okay, we've been doing this 12 years now, we'll go. Then they put another breakfast show in, and that tanked.
Yep.
And when Jackie and I, we were the only show on that station left that was still rating number one. And I said to Jackie, we've got to go in hard. So we met with the CEO, and I did tell him we want $1 million each. He did laugh in my face. And I said, well, we'll stay on the same money we're on now. And if we get number one, you pay us $1 million each. And he said, deal. And then like 4 months later, that happened. And I think he thought if we would ever be number one, it would take a year or two.
Yep.
So, yeah. So sometimes you just got to beg yourself in. You got to believe in yourself, and you just got to go with what you know. Like a lot of luck on my side too, you know?
Yeah.
But we knew we had a good show, and we knew we were something very different. So, you know, we just put our balls on the line.
Kyle, I want to ask you, we've got a big dispute here between me and my co-host. My young co-host is a very young, attractive boy, and every guest that comes in hits on him. They send him private messages, and I can tell you what, I sit here and feel like I'm invisible.
So, that's your problem, right?
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, correct. So what I've started doing is telling all the guests that he's got a very extremely small penis. Now, this is really upsetting. He's made a sexual act like harassment complaint.
I mean, I'm going to HR about it. You can't do that.
Kyle, am I within my rights?
Going off to HR like a little narc? What a little dobber.
To be fair, I'm straight.
What you need to do, unless, of course, the penis is small, is produce this said penis and prove him wrong.
Correct. That's what we keep saying.
Leak my own photos. Right. Yeah. Game plan. That's a strong, formidable game plan.
No, not photos. Get it out in the flesh.
Yeah, anyone Maybe can take a fake photo.
Give it a flick. Get a bit of blood into it before you pull it out. You know the tricks.
The helicopter.
I feel like you get too much enjoyment from that, Tom, so I'm keeping my pants on.
Listen, this has happened to me my whole life. Jackie's always the pretty one. And I'm always the pink round-faced monster that they thought I was in The Masked Singer, being that guy. But apparently that was some chick from the project.
Yes, oh, that's terrible to think you were the monster. Yeah,
yeah, that was disgusting. I was like, well, in all honesty, that's the only outfit I'd probably fit in. At the end of the day, I wouldn't have been able to be the wolf. Wolf would look pregnant. So, you know, but yeah, but you're just going to have to get used to that. But I would still continue to disparage and make bad comments about him.
Yep.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get laid out of it.
Okay, so stay in your lane, Tom. That's what he's saying. Stay in your lane.
Oh, look, thank you so much, Kyle. We've had so much fun chatting with you. We can't wait for tonight.
And try by Kyle.
No worries, guys. Thank you.
It's on air tonight, Channel 10 at 8:30. Kyle, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Cheers.
Thanks, gents. Thanks, mate. Nice chat.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.